It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
Yo, 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 More Garbage Podcast Sunday special.
Saturday.
Fungible.
Saturday.
Can we get some turbulence?
Turbulence.
Yeah, that'll do. So, DJ Vandal coming live with DJ Gojo and the Jubaka Fubzilla.
I'm out here.
All right, we're holding it down for Track, who's slow loading.
Fucking slow.
You know, he makes it sound cool, Jones. You know? Like, yo, bro, I don't know. I'm slow loading right now.
Like what's slow loading? Your computer?
Like, you slow loading? Putting those bullets in. Shen, I'm slow loading. Like, I'll be there when I get there. Pop off.
Slow loading.
T.R.A.C. will be joining us when he's done slow loading. All right. So anyway, today we are discussing some NFT drama once again. And this time it is Blink, Damon Dash versus Jay-Z. Yes, it's the crypto face-off. All right, so let's share the screen and let's jump into a few of these articles.
Right.
So, yes. We know that, and forgive me, there are a lot up here. We know that Jay-Z filed a suit to stop the sale of an NFT presumed by him, or at least so the suit claimed, that Dame Dash was selling Reasonable Doubt as an NFT. All right? The federal judge blocked him from selling the NFT, right? But it was a temporary restraining order, right? As you are reading here on page6.com. If the plaintiff's allegation proved true, the plaintiff is likely to suffer irreparable injuries, okay? Meaning that if Dash is able to sell this NFT, that Jay-Z is not going to be able to recover a lot of this stuff that's going to be handled by the smart contract produced by the NFT. So it says in the suit, lawyers for Rockefeller Records allege Dash, Jay-Z, and Kareem Burke each own 1/3 stake in the record company. Right? We know that.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
We know that. Okay?
That's all right.
And
predetermined.
The bottom line is he can't sell what he doesn't own. Fast forward, right, to the countersuit, which is that I'm not going to read through this whole article right now, but basically what Dash claims is that he did not, in fact, try to sell an NFT of the entire album, but that he was simply making an NFT of his 1/3 of Rockefeller Records. Right.
But it's not to be found on the internet what he was selling at this point. They've scrubbed it.
I cannot find.
I was just digging. I've been digging. But I also think like there's a fucked up part of me that thinks part of this is just all like marketing. Like, you know, like they both stand to gain and earn, and like all it is talk. If you can't find anything, who really cares? Like Dame Dash said on maybe on one of his Instagram posts that he could delete that he's gonna put out an NFT of this, that, and a third. Jay-Z sues him, which is fine. That's paperwork, lawyer bullshit, whatever, a little bit of money. And that's marketing. And everybody's talking about it. It's like a billion. Oh, look at this guy. There's like a billion things, a billion articles out from every angle, from legal paperwork to Rolling Stone. Everybody's talking about it. They didn't pay for all that. All they paid for was some talk. And who knows? Maybe it's just marketing to get all the money. They all make money if they all own a third of it. Now, whatever sells, they all make money, right?
Could I interject a little bit
please.
So Dame Dash, we've established this, right? Dame Dash owns 1/3 of Rockefeller Records, right? Uh-huh. Now Rockefeller Records possesses a number of products under their label, right? He doesn't have the right to sell a third of an album.
Not without permission from the other partner.
As a minority shareholder in Rockefeller Records, that he has no right to sell a company asset. But once again, Dame claimed in numerous interviews online that he was not trying to do that, that he was trying to sell his one third. Now, the sale was via Superfarm, okay?
Right.
So if anyone wants to Google that, Superfarm, Reasonable Doubt NFT, or Rockefeller NFT, what Dash said is that he put up an image of Reasonable Doubt to represent his one-third stake in Rockefeller Records, and that he was selling that.
Yeah, but he could have put up the logo.
He lying his ass off. That's a dude.
Well, it should be in the smart contract. It's not like...
Right. But that's a dude.
It shouldn't be a mystery. But Jay took him to court and said he was trying to sell the whole album and he was trying to cause irreparable harm. Right?
If Dame wanted to sell something, he would put Dame all over that thing or whatever the name of the brand is. He's huge about branching outside of things and having it sort of relate to Rockefeller and those. So the whole ordeal of using the symbol and all that, I think that was just to trigger these guys about how he feels about whatever's going on behind the scenes. You know, I think he's pretty smart. He knows that. He's smart enough to know how to sell shit. He's not dumb enough to say that he's being victimized and all his other stuff. So this is just my thoughts. I don't know.
This is more than half of his fucking interviews.
Well,
the sale on Superfarm was called off, right? There's an injunction, right? He can't involve himself in any transaction in any way connected to the rights of Reasonable Doubt.
Right.
But again, he said he was not trying to do that. He was trying to sell a stake in the album. And he is definitely still planning to sell his stake in Rockefeller. Now, he claims
he initially
spoke to Jay or Jay's people about selling that one third stake in Rockefeller, which only owns the first album. The first
one second.
Album,
is it ever on record? Jay-Z's. Is it ever on record that either party sells a portion of their share back to the other of said album?
So he discussed it and they offered him a sum
that he thought was very low.
See, right here.
Jay. Yeah, I know that.
My point is this, is that if they all still own a third of the rights to this album for you know, and nobody else owns the rights to it, then all this is just talk so they all make money.
Well, also, just to throw in,
doesn't matter what's written in the contract.
Just to throw in there, if you remember many years when they first broke up and started parting their ways, Jay actually tried to buy all the rights from Dame Dash, and Dame Dash did not want to sell to him.
Because he had a good investment.
Right.
So my point is that at this point, let's make a lot of money off this NFT shit. This is what we're going to do. So you put something out, I put something out, we fight in public, make a lot of money.
But he claims that by lying on him, with quotation marks, because we don't know yet, right? By lying on him, that he's devaluing the album sale and that there was hype behind it, which has now been, you know, watered down. Well, you know, the momentum has been watered down. And yes, there's controversy now, but the controversy is like, I don't know. This sounds like a pile of shit. I don't know if I want to step in, you know, for millions of dollars.
I also want to say that if Dame was supposedly just got away with selling it, there would still be a huge backlash of him selling his stake without the other partners involved or knowing. And I think that's where the big situation is. I don't think it's up and go. I think when they cut themselves as real partners and sign shit, there's these little things in there that they can do and cannot do that they need to look over and revise. And I know that's probably where everything's getting a little bit trickery at.
Once a sale is made on the blockchain, things get tricky.
Yeah.
No, because copyright law is always above it. our law is always above that shit.
Right. But again, he is claiming, you know, obviously he knows that that album is the value of owning one third of Rockefeller.
And all this is press. There's no, and like, he, what he's saying is paperwork, you know, doesn't say that.
Well, listen, listen. He said in the interview, in one of the there interviews that I saw, that Jay's got all the money in the world and Dash is trying to make some money off of something that he legitimately worked on and was CEO of for a long time. And
bullshit.
That, like, that one man is trying to hold another man back from making. He's like, yo, why can't he just offer me whatever I want? He's got $1 billion. Why can't I live?
Excuse me, Vandal.
Vandal. Yep.
Did you?
Not my argument.
Point, counterpoint.
I understand. Did you not say before that the man was not trying to play victim? Who? Do you realize that this is all the man does? Dame Dash.
He says, no,
I didn't say he was. I never used that term.
No, listen, listen. We've all watched a lot of his interviews. And we know that all he seems like is a salty dude that's mad because he didn't walk away with the bag. That's why he's always like, oh man, Jay is about that bag, blah, blah, blah. Right? If y'all made that much money together, shouldn't you be happy? Right? Shouldn't you say, like, yo, I wish him the best and blah, blah, blah. We made a lot of money together and blah, this, that, and the third. Nah, this guy is always claiming he's this, he's that.
There's no honor amongst thieves in this situation, but just playing devil's advocate a little bit.
Yes.
Dame Dash is probably saying, I was good for you guys yelling at all these people behind the scenes all the way up to a certain point. Now that y'all don't need me, y'all just trying to dash me away. And he might be just taking out a little frustration along with this whole situation right here. You know,
like that's something new.
Frustration on
this is the guys. This is all just press, man. We're talking about fucking Dame Dash. This dude's supposed to be over. Right. He's supposed to have his day.
He's not
supposed to be spoken about on fucking podcasts.
Tell him this NFT, that rock album he made, that atrocious rock song he's been doing with his band.
What rock song?
He joined a live rock band now or some crap now. You got to go check it out. He's all over the internet with that madness.
Oh, gosh. You're making me laugh right now. But in the next chapter, Jay-Z decided, well, I'm going to release my own NFT. And not just any NFT.
Wait.
I'm going to strike back. And I'm going to put out my first NFT based on my first Reasonable Doubt cover,
which had
motion involved with that illustration, with that.
But graphic. The best part is, before he did, he sued Jonathan Mannion, who shot the photos,
right?
Who doesn't have rights to do anything with him, I don't think. But he sued Mannion for doing anything with him.
Was that Dash or Jay that sued?
Jay-Z did that, okay, and mainly because I think he just wanted to freeze all the assets of visuals and own it all end to end at that moment, you know. And then the NFT came out. He stopped Dame. He stopped Jonathan Mannion. He was like, "Look at me. I'm out of here." He. What did he do, Joe? What did he do after he did that? What happened? All
right, look. Check this out. Look,
he skated with the bag. Damn it, he missed it.
He ran. He skated with the bag. He skated with the bag.
So hold up. So Jay put up his first NFT of his own. Okay. And it was an illustration based on the Reasonable Doubt cover, right? And according to Sotheby's tweet right here on the screen.
Oh, Sotheby's. Bing. Hip-hop.
The one of one heir to the throne comments on and recontextualizes the album cover's iconic portrait of the legendary artist and entrepreneur. It was designed by the in-demand Brooklyn-based artist Derek Adams. Okay. It's both of their first NFT and sold for $138,000. Okay. Wow. Now they're saying, now did Jay benefit from the lawsuit controversy? Well, it definitely built up some hype regarding any Jay-Z NFT. That's exactly true. Obviously. But in this video right here, and this was a pretty good interview, actually. It's long. It's like an hour long, but I watched most of it.
It's
pretty good.
I'm a victim and everybody's
so well, yeah. He said he made but remember, this comment, which I remember clearly. He said, if I own something that Jay owns, he's not going to promote it at all. He sabotaged every deal that he could, right? He said he offered him $1.5 million for his interest in the album, which, I'm sorry, legitimizes Dame Dash's claim.
Kinda. No, because the offer was
offered him
$1.5
million for his interest in the album. So therefore, he has an interest in the album.
Well, I think
which that means money, he values the album at $4.5 million,
which is bullshit.
But the part that I think bullshit. That's missing is the part that Jay was probably offered him that money in the first place, and he turned it down. So now he's doing this. And he's like, yo, what's the deal? And why are you even selling it when you told me you would never sell it?
We need to find some paperwork for this.
Yeah, I know. I'm speaking a little inside.
But when was that, though? When do you think that they tried to originally pay him off?
This was right before the whole Radio City Music Hall shit a little bit. They just broke up. They were about to separate ways. Jay, I think, may have just was about to
like 15 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I thought at that point they had both sold their stakes in Rockefeller and Rockaware. And
all they just went their own way. They were still, I think they all didn't want to break it up and give one person it. I think if anything, somebody, I'm sure they were all debating on what, but remember the rumor is that Lior sort of told Jay he should do his own thing in some form. And they were all trying to, well, the whole office was trying to like isolate Dame, you know what I mean? On some like, yo, you know, I don't think anybody wants to deal with you. Prior to that, there was a lot of arguing and a lot of super toxic pressing at the offices. Some of it caught on camera from Choke No Joke, who caught a lot of the pressing of a lot of shit that was going on behind the scenes, that he was in there screaming at these dudes to a point of like they were little kids. And this is the offices that helped Def Jam. So it was really weird for them. So all of that was pretty much quiet murmur. Yo, we're probably going to shoot him out like this quietly. And Jay was down for it because it probably was toxic in Rockefeller at some point. You know what I mean?
Look.
The Hard Knock Life tour is also another example too. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
My whole thing is the overview, right? Uh-huh. Like overview.
That guy's like, killing it behind you.
Bro. Yeah, I was about to say this.
Guy's a G.
Dame is
such a G. You got like Santa Claus's stunt double hanging out.
he's making sure that JoJo doesn't make any false legal.
Very claim. Jealous. Shout out very to jealous guy right now.
Birthday we right just here. Celebrated. But yo, here's the thing, right?
Like, happy birthday.
He owns a third of Rockefeller altogether. Right, everything.
Right, so, he doesn't own Rock Nation though. He's just with Rockefeller.
No. Rockefeller. I didn't say anything about any of the other stuff. Rock Nation is Jay-Z's thing. Rockefeller Records, right? Doesn't mean 40/40 Club. None of the other stuff. We're talking about just Rockefeller Records, right? So that means all of Memphis Bleek's albums, all of Freeway's albums, all of Jay-Z's albums, all of Beanie Siegel's albums. Shout out to Beans, man. One of the best dudes to ever come out of that whole state property, that whole thing, state property. But, yo, he owns all of that, right? So him using one image of an album that belongs to one of his artists that is on the label, that's a already, the way that I'm explaining it, it's already a series of complex contracts where the intellectual property belongs to one or the other, but not.
But it doesn't matter what the image is.
No, but hold on.
It's very clearly stated what the image represents. Sell
a third of an album.
No. He claimed he was selling his stake in Rockefeller Records.
Okay. Right. But right. Even with now, that, go ahead, search
for now. Sure. Now check this out, okay? He said There's nothing they can do about it. They accused me of minting the whole album. They accused me of soliciting that I'm going to sell the whole album or the copyright. And that's never what I was doing. They did it solely just so no one else would want to buy it. So it devalued it. If I mint something, that means it's already on the blockchain. So you all know I'm not. Okay? He said they didn't block the sale. They got a temporary restraining order. Okay?
It means he needs to stand down and just leave the shit alone, bro.
Well, it means it's getting sorted out. And, right. And
but, you know,
he has the right to sell it. He can sell it.
Yeah, in the end, Jay's going to win this shit. Right? Like, I mean, well, we could talk about this until we blew in the face, but like.
Yeah, it's all on what the partnership deal is, though, right? It's just really.
The better lawyers. And I honestly think that, you know what? Jay's being a bit of an asshole himself, too, right? He's made a lot of money, like Dame said. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he's made a lot of money. He's not really interested in this. I think what they're doing and this whole thing behind it is more personal than it is financial, and more financial for Dame than it is for Jay.
I don't think they want to stop Dame from eating.
Of course, they do. But for sure.
It's like, nigga, you ain't selling shit and you ain't gonna make goddamn
dime. Wait.
Listen.
It's that deep with where they were trying to stop one that second. Man.
Wait, this is just business. This is just one man.
Business.
This one man says, I own this much and you own that much, and that's that, and stop.
I offered you some shit before, you said no. All right, nigga, now you ain't buying shit.
Right, that's spiteful as hell. But that's what business. I'm saying.
That's what it is.
Business.
I'm saying
business too.
With these corporate sort of ordeals, they have boards, they have these kind of meetings, and they talk about it before somebody actually reacts on it, right? So this probably didn't happen. They may have just woke up and saw this in the paper, like, yo.
You also have to keep something in mind. There's more involved now, such as legacy.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, there's a little bit, like, but it's business, and it's aggressive because of legacy.
Yeah, it is because of legacy. It's solely
Right. Simple. And like, you know what? Jay, honestly, I don't think he's that interested in it, because he would be
pushing. Nah, he wants Reasonable Doubt really bad, bro. He wants that album super bad.
So he offered him $1.5 million, right?
I watched the Jay-Z interview today, actually. Recent one.
He got a new interview about it?
Well, he's on that show, the Shop, right? And it was this year. It's probably a few months back.
LeBron James, by the way,
Reasonable Doubt, from what I remember, sold nowhere.
That's
near
right. It didn't do well.
The second and third album sold.
That's right. But to track's credit, what he said was his two most important albums, favorite albums, are that and Blueprint.
Yep.
And for different reasons.
For value.
So it's very, 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 very makes a lot of sense. It's reasonable for him to want all of it.
You know what? You know what? I also in researching this a little bit, I ran into couple of facts that were pretty interesting. When Dame Dash and Jay were shopping the album, and they were getting turned down by label after label,
Payday and all, they didn't want to do the Payday deal, right?
They decided
money off that shit.
They exactly. See, I didn't remember that. They decided to do it themselves, and they partnered up with Freeze Records and Priority.
Yep. Yep.
And Todd
for production and distribution. And for those who know, Freeze Records is Todd Terry.
Right.
Right. But the reason he ended up splitting with them is apparently they were having a hard time getting paid on schedule or something.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't get to look deeper into that part.
I'll even add to that and tell you that I saw these guys about to sign their deal with Def Jam with bag of cash in paper bag in the lobby, waiting for Kevin Lyles. And he give the bag to Kevin Lyles. Kevin Lyles says, what's this? He says, yo, hold on to this, and they keep it walking. So there was a lot of moving going on. Yeah.
Of course.
But listen,
that was that record industry then.
When they did sign, they got
Jesus Christ.
They got a really great, like, Dame Dash negotiated an excellent deal for them, where all the production was paid for by the label, right? The second.
Right. Def Jam.
Yeah. But they got a 70-30 split.
Yep. Because they were planning to do all the work. And I know the deal. And they actually did it. And maybe I can just slightly reveal that I may have also indirectly helped those guys without knowing, but that's a whole nother story for me to explain to you guys.
You might have thrown them a bone.
I might have thrown them a bit too much and not realizing the full value of what I had. And I'm sorry, Kev. Sorry, Ed, whoever was watching this, whatever. But you know, at the time we were all like, you know, behind the heads, like shouts to Bobby Dash as well. Like, we were all like on.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's some real. That's well, you could cancel me. I deserve that.
No,
I'm playing.
No.
But we were all on some like real team up stuff, you know, when they first came in. So it was like, you know, I was in college and radio crossover promotions right under Kaiser and everybody. And my meetings were every day with those guys and what they wanted to do. So they were like sharing stuff with me and I would be sharing stuff with them. And what I didn't realize is that some of the stuff I shared actually empowered them even more. But
okay,
that's a whole other story right there. You know, nobody didn't tell me. It was like, yo, all right, you know. But they, hey, listen, to their credit, they made it work. They made it rock. And, you know, here they are. I mean, Rockefeller went on to do their own thing. So, you know.
I do remember that remember that Dame Dash video where they were on tour and
Def Jam Life tour.
Yeah, and Def Jam sent them
Def the Jam jackets.
The Def Jam jackets. And right. He was like, yo,
let me tell you something.
This ain't a Def Jam tour. Why the fuck aren't these Rockefeller jackets?
Listen,
he was wrong for being like that, but
go and ahead. He was aggro.
Jackets are dope. I would love to have one of them.
Def That's Jam the artists. One thing that I probably should have had, but didn't. Yeah,
let
whatever.
Me
That's
tell you something. That is one of those things that, like, you know what? There's certain things that like, you know, you go through your life, you look at, and you're like,
yeah, but on tour is one thing. You know what I'm saying, Ojo? They're on tour ripping it, and Jay-Z has been hot, probably headlining every night, and then he come out with Def Jam jackets to give. And I think also that Bleak may have been part of that whole ordeal. Look, I got
Bleak was the one holding up the jacket.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like,
no one here was
Bleak
like
on the front. Yeah, and Dash was salty. He was so not feeling it.
But you know what? He's an asshole. Fuck him. I don't really care.
Well, listen, asshole or not, he was one third of the company, and he is
was the mouth
third of the company.
Definitely.
He was definitely responsible for a lot of their successes.
Early successes.
And lawyer up, and then let's see what happens. That's all we can say.
And, you know, this is a situation where obviously Jay is taking it personal. It's not just business. Because if it was just business, he'd say, all right, how much you want? 1.5 is not good. What do you want?
Going to your wife and child support anyway. So what you want?
Well, no. Think. So I'm saying this is why I know it's. I mean, my assumption is that it was blindsidedly done because
how much can he get?
Their conversation pretty much was, I'm never selling this sucker. At the time, he was being begged to get to pretty much give up his part.
Well, that's fine. It's an investment, right. You know, and like, you can do what you want with the investment in the future.
No, that's what both of them were like. I'm not selling to him. And
it's not a sole investment. You know what I mean? Like, he's a partner. Right.
And it was mutual. The feeling was mutual.
Now but they all make money now. If no one sold anything, everybody makes money.
That's true.
So you know what? Like, they all see dividends on it. It's all bullshit. Like, part of it's all bullshit. Part of it increases the sale of everything.
Well, listen. Asshole anyway, just keep complaining and play the victim for a while. We'll let the shit value go up and then I'll just be asset over the end.
In comparison,
break me off, but I want to get broke off.
The Tribe Called Quest NFT,
right,
for 1.5% of their royalties, that sold for $80,000. All right, mm-hmm. So that's 1.5% of five albums. Okay, and that's 80,000. So
it's not that much.
Dame Dash being offered 1.5 mil for 1/3 of one album,
which is $4.5 million.
I think that I don't know, man. I think what he was being offered was undervalued in comparison, but I don't know. I just don't know, like, what is being licensed from that album? You know, like, I know it's being licensed from Tribe Called Quest. They were in the Tom and Jerry movie. You know what I mean? I named six big...
The Jay-Z NFT, is there a smart contract for what you get with it?
Well, I know that Dash claims that he never minted anything that he
But what about the one that Jay-Z put out?
No, the one Jay-Z put out is strictly a 25th anniversary animated image made in collaboration with an artist that sold for whatever. There's no royalties attached to his catalog.
I want to say that if let's just say if he were to sell the Reasonable Doubt, his 1/3 in some form, as in some NFT business, I would say they would be a little bit more care towards that than just saying what he's doing now. You know what I mean?
I don't think you can sell a third of your company if you a third of your royalties like that. You can't be like, I'm going to sell a third of this album. No, you don't have that power. He sold
his stake.
Yeah,
you can sell your stake.
He was trying.
Yes, but
you can sell your stake in a company, but
they need to know who you're selling it to.
Sell the product that the company
partners want to know who's going to be the new partner, right? Isn't that how that would work? Whoever has the next snake is obviously a partner with the other two partners.
Yes, I don't know. That might depend on their individual contract. I don't know.
That's lawyer shit.
Rights. They only have umbrella rights to the products. He can't just pick and choose a product and like Vandal was saying.
You have no idea. You have no idea how that shit breaks down.
Right, but like Vandal was saying, Dame's intent was not to use a part of the Reasonable Doubt album, because then he would have to take a third of each album, and then which fucking songs do you take? Like, come on. Like, that doesn't work like that. You own a third of a company and you're trying to sell your third, and you can't make NFTs out of shit because the products that are under that company.
If you sell a third of the album, you're not selling a third of the songs. You're just selling a third of the royalties.
The rights.
Right.
Come on.
No, but
I'll trade you, Streets is Watching for. I'll trade you
some of these apple fritters.
Baltic Avenue.
Over there.
I'll take Friend or Foe and fucking, whatever.
Just take the whole thing.
That's
no, but you know what I mean? 22 twos. No, but I mean, like.
Hey, boys and girls, this is real life application of math. Study your fractions.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, like, the products themselves, that's a really, really difficult thing. Like, a team of lawyers are going to have to get together, and they're going to have to speak to a bunch of other people, and our man Todd Terry might actually have something to say about that, too. Like, yo, where's my money, too? Right? Like, start reading the label. All kinds of people are going to come out the woodworks.
Woodworks. And,
start asking for their piece of the pie too, right? And that's the problem with it.
You see all this shit he's got here? You see this list on the bottom of the screen?
Yeah.
Not including 1/3 of Reasonable Doubt. You know what I mean?
According to what he said?
That's what's at stake here. Okay. Is Jay-Z's got almost the whole Jay-Z
he wants that
collection.
Shit. They want to move.
He wants the master collection.
You see what I'm saying now, right?
And
he wants to own all shit.
Someone
right
owns a piece of his pizza pie, and he's like, "Nah, I need 8 slices in my pizza pie."
He's trying to fill that.
Also, it's his shit. He's the artist. Right. So he's like, yo, I'm a billionaire. I want to own all my shit.
Well,
no one bad. Own my shit.
Sign that shit early. That, you know what? Like, honestly,
they were partners from the beginning, though, of track, the whole Rockefeller.
Track, you're a rapper.
Uh-huh.
I'm a rapper.
Had to deal with
a lot of points and nonsense. Right. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Right. Right. On different levels. Uh-huh. Right.
A rap player?
And how many how many times are guys on their sophomore album, their second album, and they're like, man, I don't even realize what I fucking signed before. OC, remember what Wild Pitch did? They've shelved that nigga and they didn't even have any business. Right? Like, think about it, right? Motherfuckers signed shit early
Wild
on.
Wild Pitch, they were doing a bunch of shady shit at the end of their run.
They're getting the hype. They're doing some shows.
They were doing some shady shit probably at the beginning.
When it comes to
I really want to own those masters to those songs that I did in the studio, to those shows that I wrote at my cousin's house, to like, you know, that shit means more sentimentally at that point. To a billionaire, that shit means more sentimentally to them, right? Like for a lower level artist, it means even more to them. Right. But it seems like the message keeps passing people that, you know, they get blinded by the lights. They get blinded by the hype, you know, end up in 360 deals or, you know, just bad deals all around. Well,
it's also people taking advantage and pretty much putting desperate sort of ordeals to try to say, well, I better sign something because something's better than nothing. And then they end up regretting that on the long term.
Right, you know, right. Because if you get to the point where you are, like, if you say, okay, you went from this level to now you're at Jay-Z, where, like, mm-hmm. your household name and blah, 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 right? Billionaire, you've got everything in the world. You make a shit ton of royalty checks from Blueprint, Blueprint 2, Reasonable Doubt, everything. Mm-hmm. You're making money from that as an artist, but you don't have your masters, right? They are not yours, right? And something about that, right? And like, and I'm sure, Track, you can speak on this more than me.
Uh-huh.
If you sat there, and I've watched you when you were here, closed up in the back room, recording, writing. You know what? In the end, that end product's got to mean something to you, right? You want a piece. You want your shit, right?
Right.
And it's not like when you go to your man's house and you record something. Yeah, you got your shit, right?
Keep it in mind that you can also do your own mastering and then send it to a label for a deal, which is a whole another deal you can sit at the table and make.
Don't mean it's yours, though.
No, right? you're going to give up a piece no matter what. You're going to give up a piece because you're obviously going to this label for reasons that you can't handle or things you don't know how to do. And they are promising to fulfill those goals or whatever those things are in the end. So you're going to give up a stake. And the thing is how much of a stake is worth and how much, you know, and let's get real. These labels, you know, like when you go to labels and they say we take in a huge amount of your pub, they're saying that because they already know how hard they're going to go and how strong their influence is,
right?
How much they can make your album really become something popular.
Right, and for a young budding artist that's maybe trying to catch some hype or something.
Yeah, young but anybody first coming into the game, and I hated to hear this. Fubs probably heard it a lot too. Anybody coming into the music game on a corporate level, you are probably going to get jerked on your first deal, hands down. And there's no.
I don't know. That's not always true. Depends who your lawyer is. Everything's about who your lawyer is.
Besides a Nas or somebody?
Listen.
Like,
I mean, it's not my business, so I don't speak about it. But I do know people that have gotten good deals because they're good lawyers.
True.
That doesn't mean they did anything good with those deals.
Nah. But a lot of
that doesn't mean that like there are good deals to have.
But you also know
it's irrelevant though. Like this is about Jay-Z wanting his legacy,
right?
And he sells off shit all day. Think about it. He owned Tidal, right? He owned a piece of Tidal with Jack Dorsey. He had it for a certain amount of time.
Yep.
It increased in value. He sold it back to Jack Dorsey and made 10 times his money on it. Now he doesn't have anything to do with it, but he's always going to be attached to it, to the common folk.
Yeah, right. Same thing. Like, you know, I always feel like he's attached to the Brooklyn Nets. He sold his stake.
He does not have anything to do with the Brooklyn Nets.
All he gets is free seats. All he gets is free seats at courtside.
He doesn't get free seats. He probably pays. Come on, man. They
use him to get that goddamn stadium in Brooklyn. Give him something. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm just saying he made a lot of money on it though, right? That's the thing. Like, he made so much money on it that it doesn't even matter anymore. Like, it's like, that's how he does it. He's just smart. Like, you know how people are like, oh, I made some money on Bitcoin when the price changed. He's like, I made some money. I sold three stadiums and two teams and a tech company and, you know, all this. But I just want my fucking album.
Well, and Jack Dorsey. He
sold it back to Jack Dorsey.
Jack Dorsey knows what's up with Tidal. Jack Dorsey knows what's up with Twitter. Yeah. And Jack Dorsey also now knows what's up with Square. Yep. Right,
always all that he started off
and also Square partnered up with another well-known company to create a digital
it's helping
US
me hour
s there you go dollar.
Everybody
the USD
and oh, they did talking, the USD
yeah
the stable
because,
coin
because the US yeah a stable coin a $1
That backed by Square somehow?
Square and one other company.
Is that recognized by the government out of curiosity?
It's recognized as a stable coin, but the government basically is dragging its heels on releasing its own digital dollar, which is why Jack Dorsey decided pretty much to do it.
I'm going
to
own the name.
I'll do your damn dollar for you. Smart. Give me some money.
There you go. Like, for example, in China, they have their CBDC,
on a website,
which is a central banked digital currency.
Ouch.
Okay, central bank digital currency, meaning the government supports that digital coin.
That's
right?
Powerful.
The yuan in China. Okay, it's a big deal because all the other countries are going to follow and have their own digital coin because Jesus they Christ. Want every transaction to be tracked and be able to get a piece of every single transaction.
Very cool.
Okay, they're gonna be taking advantage of blockchain technology, but they're not gonna be doing it like a meme coin, they're not gonna be doing it like a project, and it's not even intention even to be a store of value like an asset, but actually as currency.
Government officials that want to get bribed still.
Oh Jesus, Jojo with the block the elk, me Joe.
We gonna go with the skate with the bag philosophy.
Skate with the bag.
You know what I mean? Right.
Who's skating with the bag though?
Listen, the fucking politicians that want to get bribed, bro. You can't hand me a fucking blockchain bribe, bro. Somebody else knows you fucking gave that shit to me.
How do you steal a blockchain? You can't hustle a blockchain. That's a
paper trail. We've gone off the rails.
That ain't handing me a fucking briefcase on the street. Are you kidding me?
Listen, well, it could be a USB drive.
Like, no, we don't think this is a good idea.
Totally be a USB drive. You could be like,
they're fun.
Be like, beep, bop, boop, here's your money. Like, for real.
Yeah, but nobody gives a fuck about that, right? That's fine when you go to the supermarket and that's cool. But you know what? When you need to go get some trees, you're going to give somebody a fucking blockchain fucking payment. So you.
Yeah, why not?
That's happening right now.
That's totally happening. In fact, you know what's funny? The first, check this out. Like when Bitcoin started, a friend of mine was in town and he owed me money for a bag of weed. And I said, just, you know, PayPal me or whatever. And he said, let me give you Bitcoin. I said, pardon? And he said, this is the deal. And he said, you got to get a wallet, blah, blah. And this is like whatever it was worth, like 0.0000 nothing. It would have been like, I would have been like, I don't know, you guys, I'm rich. If I had taken this bag of weed at that venture in time and kept it and figured it out and not lost all those things et cetera, and had it still. Oh my God, bro. Like that. Yeah. So I understand that this is the first time I ever was even offered was for a bag of weed, because that's how it started with Silk Road and shit. These fools were using it to sell that. So what are you talking about?
Listen, they got hip to that real fast.
I'm saying, though, anything's possible with this shit.
Listen, honestly, good old green backs or fucking green, yellow, purple, fucking, in this case out here, you know.
Oh, yeah, you guys have funny colored money. You got that Monopoly shit.
Oh, he's got Monopoly. Flash that Monopoly money somewhere. You can get something with it. But you know what I'm saying? You know, that's what it's going to boil down.
Wait. Joe, are they like out there still with paper trailing out there? Like they still, people are still spending cash at most stores? Or is it all digi? I'm just asking. Yeah.
People use their bank card. You can use a direct deposit, like beep, you know, and like walk, you know, walk out. Everything's cool, right? Like, you know, you get a bill at the end. Honest.
What happened? Oh, somebody just broke into his conversation.
My man said during the lockdown that
they increased the amount you could pay. It was $25, like €25 it was.
Right.
But they increased it so you could pay $50 without putting your code in, just by showing your card. Right? They did that. Yeah, it's pulling through, but still a lot of people paying cash.
And you know what? Like the Wu says, cash rules everything.
Everything around me, cash money, baby.
Creed, get the money.
And, you know, and like a lot of people think, okay, yeah, you know what? It's convenient.
Everything's about skating with the bag, right, Joe?
Right. But if you want to skate with the bag, you need a bag to skate with, right?
You
can't get a digital bag.
Like, you need skates too, bro. You need skates too, right?
Yeah, well, the feds will be like, well, we saw that you bought these skates on a blockchain and they used
them on with the bag. So you must have been skating with that bag. Yeah. What if you have a skateboard? Can you still skate with the bag? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Elk meat. Maybe skate
with the bag.
Where's my no request right now? I need a little elk meat. Jesus. Shit is amazing though. It was that was like many, many references in one. That was good, painful and good. Oof. Levels, as they'd say.
I happened to see that project yesterday.
Well, we're funny shit. With the whole NFT thing, right? Because at first it really makes sense in terms of, like, you know, artwork and you know, individual pieces that should belong to an individual person or something like that, right? But I think we're witnessing a bubble. What's going to happen is, you know, people are going to start introducing so many different things into that NFT space that it's going to become worthless after a while, right? And there's people right now, early on, that have
worthless that have or what affordable. Folks?
There it is.
Affordable, like a collectible, like a comic book.
It's just a collectible. Exactly. The thing is, the paradigm has to shift in what it is and how it's used. It's going to be many things, not just a collectible, as we know, right?
Bigger also, things,
other shit, NFTs, other industries.
The big road ahead for NFTs is for use in gaming. Okay? You buy NFTs and you use them in games, and therefore you have unique clothing, weapons. Yeah, they even have NFTs that change over time. Yeah, the more Microsoft you use your sword, right now. Yeah. The more beaten up it looks. Okay, and which actually, Superform, the one that Dame was trying to use, Superform has games, NFT games, where you could use NFT items.
You know what's funny? I think I'm just saying that Microsoft. You can buy Microsoft points, and I'm surprised they did not jump onto this whole cryptocurrency with the whole idea, because they were ahead of all of this as well. Like, that I think about it, but
well, with microtransactions within games, that was a whole nother thing.
No, they gave you Microsoft points. They gave you Microsoft points that were worth a lot, and if you had
of this is the cash suck out.
Right? Also, they're coming out.
Give me your real cash. I'm going to give you some digital bullshit.
Okay. How do you pay your bills? Do you use cash? You don't drive to the electric company.
There's no more waiting online.
A bunch of crumpled 20s. No, fuck out of here.
No, I use my imaginary paycheck that they give me that like, you know, puts a bunch of zeros.
So it's all numbers, you know? It's all numbers and no one's sitting on gold.
The Matrix has begun, my friend.
Cash in my pocket, right?
And you know, every government's racing the space just because they think they're going to find gold or diamonds or some new shit to back some more money on that they can lend to someone to
copper.
Fucking take $10,000 and turn it into 1 million imaginary digital dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Give me $10,000. I'll lend it to someone else or I'll borrow based on that. You know, if you have 10,000, people are likely to lend you more money.
Of course. Right?
So you just keep fucking lending and lending and borrowing and borrowing, and that $10,000 turns into $1 million. Because the further it goes down the line, it just keeps getting flipped and flipped and flipped.
That money.
So it used to be that companies,
on the arm,
that banks that do lending and shit, that they had to hold like, I think it was just 10% or 20% of your money.
It's
10%. Well, guess what? Starting last year, it's zero. They don't have to hold any of that money.
No. They just have to show the debt.
Zero.
The debts on their books also count as a plus and not a minus.
Of course. That's true.
Right? Which is actually kind of stupid because they haven't paid it back yet.
So, yo, more Garbage Podcast Sunday special. We got 51 minutes
it's
and
35
seconds.
Saturday.
What did I say?
Should have said Sunday the whole episode.
Nah.
Well, no doubt.
Rewind.
Nah. Stop playing.
But yeah. You're going to blow your mind.
No one will care after tonight. No one will give a shit what day it was.
There it is.
So, non-fudgeable turbulence coming to you. It almost sounds like a fucking segment. Might have to revisit our non-fudgible turbulence. See whatever is shaking up the community, aka world population at large.
Jesus, this is a lot of changing about to happen. We don't even know.
About to happen?
It's a lot.
This shit is wild right now.
It's a lot of crying going on out there. And I'm not making mockery. I'm saying that in a level of like, holy shit, it's really messed up out there.
Are you gonna run for city council? I think you should.
I, Terrence El Draco.
No shout out to that fucking guy that won the primary as mayor.
There we go. You want to do a quick 1 minute at Eric Adams?
You know what, Eric Adams? Fuck you, dude. NYPD piece of shit.
Let's get the disclaimer, and I'll give you the wait. I'll give him the disclaimer, and I'll give you the full screen.
Okay. The More Garbage Podcast and all of its cast, directors, producers do not feel the same as some of the people that are expressing themselves. And this is just an opinion. This is just an opinion. Yes. Okay, Eric Adams, you are ex-NYPD. And not only that, you're black ex-NYPD, right? Which means somebody's been sending you to do their dirty work. And you're obviously down with it, right? I understand that crime has gone up in New York and something's got to be done about it. But young blacks and Latinos have voted against their own interests by voting for you. By voting for you. You are ex-NYPD. You're going to follow this thin blue line bullshit. Stop and Frisk is going to come back. Young black men and Latino men, be careful. Watch yourselves, okay?
It's true.
The people that they voted in just now, you done fucked up, okay? Good luck to you guys.
Joe is not
good
lying
to you guys from the More Garbage Podcast on a Saturday special. We love you and see you tomorrow for Sunday Crunch.
R.I.P. Bismarcky.
Oh, yes.
You know what? Tomorrow we're just going to talk about Bismarcky. We got no Max Facts or Book of the Week or Record of the Week tomorrow. Just going to be a grown up Bismarcky.
Can we play some of his songs, please?
I'm sure we'll be hit with a bunch of copyright stuff, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Yo, hit us with
maybe catch us on Twitch tomorrow. We'll see how long we could last.
Here, we're gonna be on there. Rest in peace, Bismarcky, man. Like, you know, legend, gone too soon. Gone too soon.
I think we could all agree that he was truly, truly unique. There's no one else like Biz.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
One of my hugest influences, man. I'm sure.
Picking Boogers? The greatest ever.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
The greatest song ever, Picking Boogers.
Come on. This is something for the radio. Come on.
You can go through.
Oh, we probably got. We're probably.
That's it. Peace. More garbage.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
That's it.